Mel, I know we're not looking for new jobs, but things are looking up for some of us job-wise. Because after four straight quarters of decline, Singapore's first quarter labour market for this year showed signs of recovery. Total employment growing by about 5,000.
Yeah, but for mid-career workers and those new to the workforce, like undergrads, diploma holders and returning mums to the workforce, what basic soft and hard skills will be needed in this post-COVID pre-5G world? So let's speak with Karine Oh, founder and principal consultant of Writer Studio. It's a local language education group. Karine, you believe poor writing is a handicap in today's society, but not all of us, you know, can write or communicate well at the workplace, and some of us don't need to due to the nature of our job roles. So what should we do then?
I believe that we should read widely, and we should also consider that we should keep up with the content that we have in our writing. At Writer Studio, we do have a group of eager, you know, adult participants who visit our center to take writing classes, even though they are above 60. That's because they saw the gap. They want to communicate with their children and grandchildren. They believe that in order to be heard, they need to also read and write well and understand the lingo of the new generation.
Karine, the news today is that Singapore will accelerate its national vaccination program. Until then, many of us will still be working from home. You know, we'll need to do Zoom meetings every day, or some of us will be going for job interviews using a teleconferencing tool like Zoom. So what sort of tips do you have for us?
I believe that in this new era where people, you know, focus on loss of communication online, they have to understand that when we write or communicate, we have to provide more profile of the background of the situations that we actually want to communicate with the other party. So the ability to write would mean that we have to provide more context of the topics that we are trying to deliver to the other party. This could take place in the form of an email that comes before the Zoom meetings a clear communication of the agenda prior to such meetings. And during these meetings, they have to be very prepared in delivering the points that are more extensive as a follow-through to the agenda.
And we mentioned earlier that our employment numbers here are improving. Any tips for job seekers who just graduated or mid-career workers when updating their LinkedIn accounts or when sending out resumes? Because, you know, we're very concerned about some companies using artificial intelligence or AI-powered recruiting software to weed out people.
Yes. In the event that we would see ourselves, you know, being weeded out due to all these software that are automated, I have actually seen that we need to provide more information on our LinkedIn bio to stand out from the crowd. One has to be very engaging in their bio itself so that potential employers would be able to compare us to any other job seekers who would probably have the same profile as we have. So hence our advice, new graduates, to update their LinkedIn bio such that they could use adjectives, for instance. They could mention their passion for the industry that they hope to work for. At the same time, it's also vital for them to be active online. Let's just suppose that I have a financial analyst. I'm going to market myself as a financial analyst, and I want to make myself stand out from other analysts out there. It pays to be active online. You have to present yourself as a thought leader in your industry. At the same time, provide your views on any changes to display, to exhibit yourself as a thought leader, a change driver, and it all these nuances are important for your potential employer to notice you.
Kareen, do you think having a degree or a diploma, they're important? Because there's some big tech companies who are saying we don't need people who have degrees or masters in business administration. Do you think it's a different game entirely, that people are looking at what value and what you bring to the company these days?
Yes, I would believe that. So I have actually been speaking to other entrepreneurs as well. My husband himself works in the MNC. We believe that aptitude counts as much as attitude. And these days, people go beyond the age. For instance, we have to know what we can bring to the table in a company. Suppose they're so competitive out there. I believe that we need to present ourselves in terms of what we can bring to the company, how we can improve. And largely it depends on everything that includes the attitude. For example, how resilient you are, how fast you're able to adapt to changes, how well read you are, how can you spot market trends, needs to bring the company forward. One has to be rather open-minded. And given that we work from home, most of us work from home these days, it's not a matter of how well you work, how you can present yourself, but how disciplined you can to work from home and still deliver more than what is expected to stay competitive in the job market.
Well, this job market, especially with a lot of SMEs, you know, in Singapore, over 90% of companies here are SMEs, right? So it's quite an interesting job market because the workplace is multiracial, multi-generational, from baby boomers to the Gen Z. So what's the best way to communicate via email to staff from different walks of life?
Well, I believe that empathy has a large role to play. If I were to be view it from the perspective of a business owner, I would say that most of us would like to get to the task. We're all goal-oriented people. Money and dollars count, you know, in this world, especially this generation. But we have to understand that from generation to generation, every one of us is, you know, basically born into the world at a different pace, a different economic situation and conditions that surround us. So we have to understand the perspectives of a millennial or a Gen Z, for instance. As an employer, I would love to spell out all the goals that has to be derived. You know, I want them to fulfill A to Z, providing them with a rationale as to a small rationale at the start of an email, for instance, as to why certain actions are required, and wrapping it nicely, cordially, to seek an understanding would be great. Sometimes I'll follow up with a phone call to explain to them and to find out if there are questions for me.
Kareen, for smaller companies that don't have a dedicated social media manager, what tips do you have when multiple employees have to update their socials?
I think it is not uncommon these days for employees to also market their own, you know, their own talents, their own skills online, because everything is very fluid these days. I could join company A today and tomorrow I'll probably be joining company B, for instance. I've noticed that people in the creative line, for instance, perhaps they are stylists or they are designers. Apart from representing a brand, they are all eager to showcase their skills. There are trends in freelancing these days. So it is not uncommon for them to do so. I believe that there must be a policy that the company should come up with so that the employees know the boundaries as to what they can do, say, or share online. But there's no stopping all of us from presenting the best part of ourselves in our field, because we hope to be noticed too, and thereby be able to market ourselves and move on to, you know, greener pastures in other companies.
Karine Oh, she is the founder and principal consultant of Writers Studio, a local language education group.